You're listening to Inside Ivy Hoops, where we're going to wrap up the show with one final thought. It was 3 years ago Wednesday that I traveled up to New York to watch a Penn Columbia men's basketball matchup at Levy and Jim. It turned out to be very one-sided, an 83-56 Lions victory that was the first in a series of seven straight defeats for Penn in Jerome Allen's final season at the helm on 33rd Street. I think back to how far Penn has come from an on-the-court standpoint since then, and it's really quite amazing. But then I think about how that season ended on the other side of that seven-game skid. It ended with Darnell Foreman, then a freshman, leading the team and wearing t-shirts in pregame warm-ups with Allen's old number 53 from his playing days at Penn. Or at least that's who Allen thought was behind the gesture, even if Foreman wouldn't take credit for it after the game. Then I thought about Darnell Foreman making big shot after big shot during Penn's huge win at Princeton Tuesday night, and him celebrating by doing his best Stone Cold Steve Austin impersonation in the locker room after the game. Obviously, Darnell Foreman and Penn basketball were winners Tuesday night. But weren't they winners closing out Foreman's rookie season too, doing their best as a group, while coming together to honor their coach during his waning moments with the program? Isn't Dow Jock and his surviving war-torn Sudan to become a leader at Penn what being a student-athlete is all about? I'm sure there were more special moments and bonds forged among student-athletes playing in the Bill Courtney era at Cornell, or the Joe Scott era at Princeton, or the Paul Cormier era at Dartmouth, than outsiders can fathom. So as those who have followed the Penn men's ascent to the top of the Ivy League reflect back on the program's journey to this moment, I hope we consider that the winners and losers aren't always quite who we think they are. Anyone who uses failure as a springboard to growth is winning. I think America has learned recently that Nick Foles was a winner before he ever won a Super Bowl, because of that very fact. And that very fact is why Penn basketball has been full of winners this whole time, too. That'll do it for Inside Ivy Hoops this week. Jill Glessner and Brett Franklin will be back broadcasting on Ivy Hoops Online's airwaves next week as the Ivy stretch run beckons. Until then, and hopefully beyond, I'm Mike Toney.